Anna, yeah, we should talk some other time because my
Yeah,
daughter's father. Yeah,
seeing that. But anyway, let me put this on. Start streaming video. Click.
we're on video now. Hi, people.
Yes. Okay. Hi,
We're back to the
everyone.
ring
I know y'all can
school.
hear us now, so welcome
Oh,
everyone to
you
the
didn't
new.
even tell me. Okay.
Well, we don't
It's
think
one
we're
of those
strange
nights,
tonight.
folks.
It's one of these we hide now, kind of strange out, kind of nice tonight. But anyway, we want to welcome everyone to News on the Flip Side tonight. Remember, we do have the YouTube channel now where you can go see us, and Lily and I will be on full screen in just a minute as soon as I
Hi,
stop clicking
James.
things. For some reason, I feel the need to move stuff all around the screen tonight. But a lot of news going on. We're going to get into all of it in just a minute here. Okay, there
Pedophiles
goes.
everywhere. There are
Well,
pedophiles
since Lily kicked
everywhere.
off with pedophiles, I guess we'll start with that. Oh, by the way, oh, girl, Jim put it on you last week. Jim and I got 1,000 hits on here last week on YouTube. Ooh, so is Jim sexier than Lily, y'all? Thank God she's
So
in DC. I get
let's
hurt.
start out with this. I'm going to tell the whole listening audience, I am the fattest I've ever been in my life. And when I say that, people
Oh, she's.
like Joe and Hubby think it's a degradation thing, think it's a low self-esteem thing. I'm like, throughout I yo-yo throughout my life. So it's a matter of no, I'm going to see myself. Self-consciousness, yes, it's not a bad thing. It's an acknowledgement of your current situation and it acknowledgement. You know, it's like you can change. I yo-yo all the time. It's not a negative thing. You can be like, I'm a fan, sexy man. No, you can just acknowledge where you are and not feel bad about yourself. Yes, you can do that.
Yes, you
Okay.
can. Actually, I would
I
never look at
strange
you
things.
as low self-esteem. Some other people I know, but not you.
So there you go. It's like, no, I'm just acknowledging where I'm at right now, but my physical mass, all the mass here, does not change that I'm still myself. You know, I've made decisions, blah, blah, blah. But
She's
no.
still the insane Lily we all know and love.
Insane. I'm insane enough to know that I'm insane. There's a
That's right.
difference.
That's what the doc tells me. Yep, in one of the office buildings we hang out, they got a bunch of psychologists there, and I'm always telling them, "All right, doc, I'm definitely crazy. I'm nuts. I'm insane." I said, "Come on, I see UFOs." I said, "Can I get some government assistance now?" Right? She's like, "Judge," she said, "you probably want to say this people." And I said, "No, doc, really, I'm crazy, man." I said, "Have you ever listened to my radio show?" She said, "If you know you're crazy, you really ain't crazy." I'm like, "Get the hell out of here!"
Like, I know I'm abnormal. When you say I'm insane enough to know I'm insane, it's like you know you're abnormal. But normalcy is full of denial.
Okay.
And it's just like, can you not see what's going on around you? It's just, it's like, no, it's you know your situation and you accept it and you understand that it's not normal. However, normal is
Hey
boring.
guys, I got two of them Facebook pages open, the one where I got my long hair down, or the News on the Flip Side one, and the one with United Public Radio. So I got the text message thing open on my phone, so if y'all want to hit me there. And MySpace is open, and of course there always is a chat room, and there is the 504-273-7379 number if you would like to call us here, because I'm sure this next conversation is going to piss off half the people listening.
Let's go, baby.
So I mean, here we are, we're all over the damn place. Don't be putting your Chippendales on the screen when we live, girl. Anyway.
They can't see me for
It's
that.
anyway.
Chippendales.
She got some Chippendales in there. We ain't gonna say a kind of Chippendale. She's got some chips with a Dale, actually, but we're just gonna leave that for now.
Wait, that sounds transgender.
It
I
sounds
mean,
trans something or
I
another.
missed my penis from my former life, but no, what? What?
Anyway, getting back to the topic. So I'm listening. We're gonna start off with Sean Hannity, because I love this today. I'm listening on the radio today. So first off, I see this thing saving.
Before y'all start, I watch Fox in the morning. I'm not an afternoon Fox person, but
Well, I
go
don't
ahead.
watch Fox, period. So I couldn't tell you.
It's you.
Okay. Well, you got to call it the Wild Morning Air. Sorry. Well, that's from, you heard it here first, people. But anyway, what the hell was I saying before I got distracted? Oh.
Something.
So anyway, I'm listening to this thing. This morning I see this thing about let's save Sean Hannity. I'm like, who the hell cares about old crazy
Why?
head Sean? Kennedy. So then later in the truck, I'm listening to some other radio station, some Mississippi station, some PBS station, basically. And they're talking about people destroying their coffee makers over Sean Hannity. I'm like,
yes, Keurigs. Yeah, they pulled their ads from the Sean Hannity show, and now a bunch of, let's say, conservatives are destroying their Keurig coffee makers.
Yeah, so I said, okay, I got to find out what this is about. So I turn on the radio, go find the local conservative station, which is R&O in New Orleans. I turn it on, Sean Hannity's on. He's talking about, I bought 500 coffee makers. I'm going to give everybody a coffee maker who destroyed their coffee maker for me. So the coffee company came out and issued an apology and said that they were wrong for choosing sides, because this is the real problem with all of this. In this country, ladies and gentlemen, and I know we keep forgetting this, but you are innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah.
You're not guilty until proven innocent. So anytime you pull ads or you make comments, you're assuming someone is guilty before it is proven. And trying to say that people don't lie, come on now. Let's not get stupid here. And there should be some new rules to dealing with this, because like in Trump's case, we had four women come out 2 weeks before the end of the campaign.
16.
Well, only four. All the rest of them were debunked, so they don't count. Anybody who was paid to say something does not count. We already know that two of the four women and this one in Georgia were paid to say something. Now, the wife found out. She dug it up.
Georgia or Alabama?
Sorry. The problem is anytime you're dealing with that what's her name, Gloria, or Elaine Gloria, whatever her name is, you automatically got to take every witness with a grain of salt. She produced 50 witnesses against Cosby, which 34 of them now were either lying or admitted they took the drugs because they wanted to. So, I mean,
that's not her fault. That's some lying BS.
But the going in and looking and paying people to come down and talk about your thing. Mm. So anytime you hear somebody say, okay, well, we're looking for dirt on a person and we're paying X amount of money for you to come down and see.
I knew him and he sexually assaulted me. He touched my boobies and gave me drugs. Yes, money.
And this is the real problem here. So this woman, I'm listening to her today, under voice stress, she's lying. Now, not to say they all are, because the first two I heard, I have no doubt were telling the truth. I can't prove it. We'd have to have a case on it. But if we're just going by the voice, the first two really did sound sincere.
So, I'm sorry, Joe. So, one thing we have to talk about in terms of polygraph, lie detector test, and voice stress, it's stress. I'm stressed. You know, if I came and was public about someone that sexually assaulted me, I'm going to be stressed. And I'm going to think about
40 years ago, you would have been stressed. Forward.
No. Because a lot of people who have been sexually assaulted don't come forth decades later. You know, you have to grow up, especially if you're a kid. You have to grow up and find a sense of self. You know, I was assaulted when I was like 11, and it was a long time before I came forward. So, no, it's a matter of finding your confidence and saying, yeah, they did that. Screw you. And my mom knew. Screw you. And my dad knew. Screw you. I'm like, no, I'm a person.
The sad part of what you just said is that's not uncommon.
Exactly. It's not uncommon, but you have so many conservative commentators. No, not even conservative. Take the Roy Moore case. A lot of them are like, blah, blah. Don't put your hand in front of the camera. You take it into your joint. I know what you're doing. Anyway, you have a lot of people.
I'll tell you, speak to the anger.
I'm going to call you out, mofo, because I'm jelly. I'm jelly, and I'm not going to pretend not to admit it. I'm jelly. Your kids are older. No. Anyway, in terms of the Roy Moore case, I mean, that's 40 years ago? Something like, But some of them, 2 years to tell their sister, 4 years to tell their mom, blah, blah, blah. I was literally just...
I got to be honest with this. Anything under 10 years, I have no problems with whatsoever. Anything after 10 years, though, I do. And for several reasons. One, you don't know if the person's the same person. You don't know what they've done in life to make amends for what they've done in their past. If they have, if they haven't. I'm not saying they did, because they probably still know what's, but...
If they made a true amends, would they not come for... See, my problem with the Roy Moore thing is that a lot of Christians want to defend them. God forgives. We're all sinners. We've all made mistakes. But what God tells you to do is confess, to tell it, and then you will be forgiven. Only then you will be forgiven by the grace of God. But
and
no.
If the guy goes in front of God and asks for forgiveness, he is forgiven. So, you know, it's I understand what you're saying.
It's convoluted in terms of God. But one thing, the priest, if you commit murder and you tell the priest will tell you to go to the legal authorities. Just like Jesus said, I have not come to change the laws of man. Jesus said, I have not come to change the laws of man. You know, and that was in regards to taxes. But, you know, it applies to so many nefarious, devastating feats. So, no, the priest will tell you, go to the authorities. Go to the manly authorities. Face your crime. But so many people want to pretend like just telling your priest is good enough. No, if you did that and you are a true Christian, you will admit to it. Don't hide behind the faith for your crimes, for your sins. If you are truly repentant, you will open up to it and be at the mercy of the people and of God. It's just the fact of the matter. It's written in the book. So I don't like somebody hiding behind the faith for their sins. Like, I don't like I love Kevin Spacey so much, but I don't like Kevin Spacey saying, well, yeah, I was gay. No, 14. If he was 18 and you did what you did, I'm older, blah, blah. I had that same situation happen. Yeah, but you were younger. You know, if the person was older, it's like, meh. I love House of Cards. But either way, they were older. You're supposed to know better by the time you're older. 14? No. And that's the problem. So no. You don't get away with it. And Roy Moore has all these allegations, 5 different people, and they're all under the age of 18. So no, you don't get away with it. When I was younger, I was dating people too old because I was mature enough to have that kind of relation, but not mature enough to understand their motivation. You know, I can have relations, but not understand the motivation. So no, you're still taking advantage of a person. It took me a while, it took me years, to growth and experience in life to really understand what was going on there. So no, I'm not saying I believe all the allegations because this is America where you are innocent until proven guilty. I wish the court system was unbiased.
But you're not innocent until proven guilty.
Not socially.
Because what's happening now is odds are because these people waited till 2 weeks before the primary.
30 days before primary. Like,
yeah,
y'all.
30, yeah, so all of a sudden.
Not started, but 30 days. Right in the window where it makes a difference.
Well, it's in the point, yeah, we're in the window where it's going to make a difference, and they can't change candidates.
Yeah.
So at this point, no, see, this looks more like a setup than it does anything else.
It absolutely does, and I hate that. I'm like,
what bothers me about it more,
justice, come forward before. Come forward when he started.
Is that it's a way of stealing a seat for a Democrat that doesn't deserve it because he was losing big time until today. I mean, he was down by like 25 points. So this is going to be a blowout election. Now, because of these allegations, true or false, he can't. So there needs to be some new – and it's not just him. Look at what's his name from 2 Men and a Baby? Charlie Sheen. So Corey comes out and says, oh, well, he raped me when I was 14. Corey Hart comes out and says he raped 14. LAPD says there is no evidence for it at all and dropped the case. They said
– 2 and a Half Men. Sorry. It took me a minute to remember the actual name. Yeah, 2 and a Half Men, Charlie Sheen. So we already knew Charlie Sheen was a deviant.
They already said that it wasn't true because it wasn't the first time he had made his accusations about a fellow actor. It was a common thing for him.
Any kind of proof. I mean, that's the problem with sexual accusations. You don't have proof up until the first. How long does semen last? Survive? Let's say 3 days. You don't have proof after that point, you know, unless you told somebody. And a lot of the people with Roy Moore didn't tell for years. But that's not uncommon with sexual acts either.
What do you mean if you told somebody? Because you can't prove that you told them then. You could have told them yesterday.
Unless if you're a rape victim, unless you're willing to come forward and be violated once again because they got to swab you. All right. Women understand. Say you know, you're not
pap smear. It's got to be some better way. I understand it has to be done.
How do you collect it, though? For everything for women is so violating. Just get a pap smear. It's like, all right, you're gonna stick this weird duck looking thing in me, open me up and scrape it. Men just get a finger up their butt. I got fingers. Ouch. And metal tools. No. I get fingers. Ouch. And metal tools, Joe. Whatever. So it's and my wall between the vagina and the butt.
And now we know why women are more cranky than men are. See, we understand it all now. See,
you
guys,
know what? You know what? You youngins
that didn't understand, now y'all know.
Another problem is doctors underestimate female pain because of menstrual cramps. And I'm like, if men had menstrual cramps, then there would be so many more drugs. But women, the female pain tolerance, severely underestimated. Oh, you're just complaining. We have to deal with this every month. So women with PMS, whatever, the hardcore periods, that's a lot of pain. Just period cramps, whatever. I mean, men haven't given birth either. Period cramps aren't that similar. Imagine you got food poisoning. That's what a lot of women have me, but experience during their period. I've seen it, you know it, blah, blah, blah. So food poisoning cramps. You get that once a month for a week or so. Not, excuse me, for a week, 3 days to 7 days. And let alone giving birth. No one can tell me crap because I've given birth. And when they say it's the most painful experience after being set on fire, nah. But after that, giving birth, yes. Because it goes on for hours.
That depends on the birth, though. I watch women pop them out like they were little fucking Pez dispensers,
my
man.
My mom pops me out really quick because I wasn't premature, but I came quick. She was chasing after her.
Carolyn, I say this all the time. Babies have a face only a mother can love because they are butt-ass ugly when they are born.
Was adorable. My baby.
Yeah, like
cute.
I said,
everybody
only,
has told me.
Many
people have told me that she needs to go into modeling because she also looks middle of the ground. She can be whatever. She can be whatever. But anyway, that's not the point. It's
don't become one of them whatchamacallit moms. God help us.
Because when she's like a little older and 5 years old, between that period, they can get a little. A lot of kids don't blossom into their good looks until they're adults. That's a true thing. Same thing happened to me, whatever. So now, I got a cute baby, though. I've seen ugly babies. I was at Costco, and I was like, oh, there's a stroller. There's a cute baby in there. Let me say yay, hi. And I looked at it, my boyfriend at the time, and I was like, oh, no. Walk by. That's not a cute baby.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Thank you.
Nope.
Anyway, nope. Erica.
I got compliments on my baby, and that dude did not. There are ugly babies, and there are adorable babies. Okay, it's a thing.
Okay. Erica writes in from Wisconsin and says that anyone who says they've been abused or raped or anything along those lines should automatically be taken seriously and automatically be taken as the truth.
No, that's not true either, because I've met plenty of people that have lied about it. There are plenty of people that lie about it. You know what? At my university alone, a few years before I got there, this chick said she was raped by 4 guys, and it turned out, no, she was just getting it on, and then she got caught. So she faked the rape thing. Screw you. So no, we can't take anything for granted. You do need to, investigate it a little more. But polygraphs and voice tests aren't the most reliable. It's hard. But no, they shouldn't automatically be taken seriously. Because people lie about rape all the time because we have a society of slut shaming.
We do. But you know what, people? There's a couple things that you can do here. Like with all these things here, with all these girls and that are talking about this Roy guy, this is easy. Set them up with a polygraph and a voice dress.
That makes it effective with a polygraph, but okay.
Yeah. If you got a rookie doing it, FBI polygraphs 96% accurate, voice dress analysis 98%. Yeah. 98 voice dress is 98% accurate anyway it goes. And if you're using voice dress along with body language and facial
recognition, micro expressions. The only thing I find valid, because voice stress, I can be stressed right now just talking about an experience that was stressful,
what voice stress is. Voice stress is the same thing as facial recognition, basically, because what it is you recognize the minute movements in the voice. In other words, if I'm talking to you and I've asked you 100 questions, then I said, Lily, I've asked you about your birthday and your friends and your baby and your birth and traumatic experiences, nothing about what the actual interview is about. And then later on, I start the interview with you. When I'm interviewing you,
they do the same thing with a polygraph and a polygraph.
Polygraph is just based on a lie or truth. Polygraph is, tell me your birthday. They'll ask you five truths and five lies, and they'll compare the two, and that's how they get their data line. Voice stress is much more involved than that. It's much more subtle, and it's much more
typography in terms of your writing. I understand. It's more intricate, but the only one that I truly find valid is facial micro expressions. Because you have absolutely no control of your micro expressions. It's just like, well, you don't even know.
That's true. That's true, and it's not true. If you control your heartbeat and your tempo print and your rates across, you can control any movement in your faces. That's why they call the straight face live.
I can sit here and control my heartbeat and control my breathing, but at the same time, I might have an extra beat in the heart, breathe tiny bit heavier, my face is going to show it. You know, it takes much more training, put it to you that way. You got a little bit of training, you can beat a polygraph, but to beat the micro expressions, which, like you said, Joe, FBI uses, that's way harder. So in terms of gen pop, general population, nah, micro expressions.
And the reason they do it the way they do now is they use a combination. There's four combinations they use now. There's from body language to face to voice to the polygraph. Between the four, there's no way. It's 100% accurate. There's no way you're going to lie your way out of it. I don't give a shit if you're a professional liar. You're not going to lie your way out of it. Because one of the four is going to show an anomaly. And if one of the four shows an anomaly, you're lying. That's all it takes. It doesn't take all three. It's the way to do it if you're going to really, really do it. Because working with the other thing I had to learn how to really, because, man, there's some really good liars out there.
Yeah.
And there are some straight-faced liars that can lie, not even blink. Lie the entire – I've watched people talk to me for an hour and I blink one time. And you know it's got to be making their eyes. They control – total control of everything that's going on in their environment. You can watch the voice stress line. I'll be just going just straight across. Not even a hiccup. And then you'll ask them a particular question about something that happened to them in their life, and the line stays the same. Oh, you got their asses. They're busted. No ifs, ands, out, it is busted. Because certain events are traumatic, and no matter how good you're at suppressing things, you will never be able to suppress it completely. So even if it's subconscious, it's going to make it blip.
You know what? So getting back to the news, I would love to put Roy Moore, Trump, and Putin under all of the detectors. But they're not the ones making the claims.
You don't voice stress the person who's being accused. You voice stress the accusers. Because that's
all
the
of them.
One.
Screw
no,
that.
You
all
don't have
of
to
them.
Do them all. No, because the other one hadn't done anything. Until you prove such a thing that they have, then. But until that point, it's up to the people who are. Burden of proof is on the one who makes the claim.
Yeah, burden of proof. Yeah.
And they're the ones that made the claim. They're the ones that's got to prove it.
So
now,
you take
like
a serial liar, someone who's used to lying lies secondhand every day of their life. You know, and to the point where they can convince themselves it's truth. You need to do both.
When I was young, I passed many polygraphs lying. I'm not going to lie about it. Matter of fact, in case y'all didn't notice, when I was young, polygraphs were standard. When hired any companies dealing with money or management, you got polygraphed ahead of time before you got the job. And they definitely – and they still do, by the way. Some of these countries like South Lake and all them still use it for hiring and firing. And if inventory goes bad, they expect everybody to be polygraphed. And if you score bad in a polygraph, you are canned. So – polygraphs are not 100% accurate amongst the population, but with individuals, for the most part, they are. Unless you're a professional liar or someone who really has really good mental facility control, you're not going to pass a polygraph. Voice stress is almost
24% is too much of a percentage. As much as I love statistics, 24% fallacy, that's too much.
None of the people we deal with, everybody we've seen, is anywhere from 88 to 96%. If they're really reputable... And it's a given, if the person's been a polygrapher for more than 20 years, it goes up to like 37 or 38% because he knows when someone, it's an instinct as much as it is anything else. But there are people that are going to beat it. People can beat it. And sometimes there are anomalies in people that will make them fail. If you've got an irregular heartbeat.
I truly believe my lie if I've been telling my lie for years.
You
and
believe
I'm like,
your
yes,
lie.
That's my lie. That's my truth. That's my life. Okay, then. That's why I say facial micro expressions. That's the only thing I find remotely valid. because I've been around so many liars in my own personal life. I'm just like, no, I see your pupils dilating in a certain way. I see you, you know, the expression, no, I see you.
Well,
and statistics say that the facial micro expressions are still too new.
But the point you're missing here is, like everybody else is, if you've got 50 women saying it, it doesn't matter if it's 76% accurate. It's going to catch 70% of that 55th women.
Well,
so,
with Roy Moore, it's 5. With Trump, it's
with
total
5. Well, and see, this is the really thing. What bothers me with Roy more than it bothers me with anybody else is, well, now you can't say it's 16 against Trump. You got to remember, all but two of them women have been completely removed.
You just said, four.
There
and
was
then all
four
but two.
Women.
You
got to
look it up
listen,
for themselves.
Listen, there's the four women themselves that were left after the original 12 were dismissed because they were just outright caught lying. The other two later on were dismissed out of the case. And then the whole thing was dropped because they said there was no evidence. And the judge, which, by the way, was a liberal judge, said he thought
there's
it was
still
harmless.
A judge. But the problem is that in terms of sexual assault and rape, after 72 hours, where's your evidence? So, meh. But,
besides
you know, one
that,
is too much. One is too much.
But the problem here is people like Donald Trump, I can see how Harvey Weinstein got away with it. But Trump would have never got away with it. If he'd been doing this over the last 20 years, no, man, people just don't like the guy. All you got to do is look at people around, and people just don't like the guy. You can't find anybody's companies that's talking shit about him. You can't find anybody really talk shit about him. And these people out of the blue, said this, and then all of the two of them were debunked.
Yeah, that woman – was the woman what was it? Miss USA?
But this is
woman
what makes the point for me. This is trying to ruin someone's character based on absolute lies. And the media picked up and ran with it.
That's the problem. And that's, you know, what we kind of started out with. When the one woman wrote into you and said, everyone who makes a claim should be believed. No, honey, no, they should not. People lie about this stuff all the time.
The claim does the damage no matter what. There has to be a different way.
You don't have to believe.
So there needs to be a new law.
I was looking at CNN like 15 minutes before we came on, and this one woman was like, credible witnesses, people cooperate. And I'm like, you don't know what people would do for money. And you know what? Innocent until proven guilty, because this is America. Just because the women are claiming these against Roy Moore doesn't mean it's true. We do have to investigate a little more. There are people cooperating, and that's good. That doesn't mean all 5 of them are true. Because if you give somebody $1 million, somebody that makes $100 a week working part-time, give them $1 million, you know what they could do for themselves and their family? Screw him.
And then again, and see, like with Cosby and Harvey, you could say, okay, this just came out because it came out. With the politicians, you can't.
Exactly.
We're talking 4 weeks before Trump's gonna go run for president, and still didn't even slow him down. He still beat the shit out of Hillary. That tells you how much the country responded to it. But the problem here is there should be a recourse for Trump, especially against the 12 they've already had to bow out because of the bullshit, and the other two are gonna have to bow out because they can't prove it.
What do you feel about the Dan Snyder thing? The Nickelodeon super producer, Dan Schneider.
Oh, I hadn't seen it yet. I haven't. I only seen a glimpse of something. I never even read it, so I don't.
I mean, I'm sorry. It just confirms my biggest fears, because, you know, I've been a person. I watch cartoons with my mom. We like kids shows. Blah blah. Yeah. Adventure Time. Come on, grab your friends. Anyway, I love Nickelodeon too, because they seemed a little more down to earth, a little more real. But some of the stuff, it's just like, oh no, I've been sexually active for a minute now, earlier than other people, and I know what you're referring to, and that's a problem. What's with this feet stuff? So then you got the Dan Schneider accusations, and the claims by Amanda Bynes that her parents made her a prostitute, Jamie Lynn getting pregnant, and not who's the father? It's just the stuff that was put together against Dan Schneider just seems, it fits too well, seems too real, and, you know, the whole Corey Feldman thing, yeah, it's like, yeah, I see that, absolutely. And he looks like a creep, abusing the power, blah, blah, blah. As soon as Louis C.K. got pinned, I was just like, I'm so done, whatever. I'm so sad.
I have seen some guys start to fight back now and file defamation of character suits and stuff like that.
Which is easy to do, because you can't prove rape after 72 hours, maybe even a week, because sperm survives for a week. But, you know, That's not.
Well, somebody the other day said, well, 40 women or 10 women or 5 women, that should be enough. Really?
No.
That's not how that works. Because anybody can
I
get together.
I paid off 9 of them. One of them is real.
And we don't even know if that. And it's like my favorite thing with a Cosby. Somebody told me the other day, a big guy got screaming at me about Cosby. Oh, he needs to go to prison. I said, for what? Because a bunch of girls came to his hotel room and did drugs with him. I'm like, this was the 70s and the 80s. Get the fuck out of here. Beep. Sorry. I mean, really, people? Look, this is what bothers me about the Cosby case. I know more than 30 of these women, I think it's 36 or 38 of them, have said that they took the drugs willingly and they were pretty sure they weren't Tylenol, aspirin. By the way, all the women took the drugs willingly. He didn't slip in anybody's drug or anybody's coffee. He handed to them, and I think they said 8 or 10 cases they said they were Tylenols. Now, people, I know what a Quaalude looks like. And it don't look nothing like in Tylenol.
That doesn't mean they knew. If you haven't
taken
before,
yes, it is fair because at least 6 or 8 of them were damn drug addicts. I know the 2 girls were in rehab for drugs. Right now in rehab for drugs.
Okay, so. people, we're gonna let Joe just kind of rant for about 5 minutes.
Yes,
I'll be right back.
We don't want to know what she's gonna do.
I'll be right back, folks.
But as the crazy woman, wow, what's that? Ooh, look at that. Oh, she's getting naked on camera. Oh, kids, close your eyes. Y'all can't see that. Lily, shame on you. Now, we'll have to talk about something to distract the audience now. Anyway, guys, couple of things real quick before we get into the other stuff. I know we got lots of comments lined up, and I'll try to get into some of those in just a minute. There's been a bunch of just other news going on. I mean, every time you turn around, there's something going on. Somebody's bitching about something. Somebody's griping about something. It's they're always looking for some way to get into something or hate on somebody. I've never seen the media this bad. Matter of fact, I listened to Dan Wallace the other night on CBS, and he was bitching about Trump is probably one of the most dangerous presidents when it comes to freedom of the press because he's always attacking the press. But then even he alluded to the fact that the media has been absolutely and totally biased against this president. Even he had to admit to the fact that the guy has done a lot of good stuff, but the media does not seem to want to talk about it or even portray it. That's why I keep telling my Democrat friends when I keep telling me, oh, 2020, we're going to win. No, you're not. Because what's going to happen is two things are going to happen. One, the Republicans are going to list off a list as big as my leg about the shit they've done the last 3 years. And then on top of that, they're going to run off a list of stuff that the DNC that's done, it's been so corrupt that it's not even funny. Matter of fact, I never understood that for the New Jersey and the Virginia campaigns. If the candidates, if the Republican candidates would have just stuck to attacking the DNC, and how can you trust the DNC? Look what they did to Bernie. Look what they did to this one. Look what they did to that one. Look at poor Seth Rich. Look at everybody associated with them. Look at how they're bankrupt and stealing, pay to play. If you just harp on it, they'll never get reelected. They'll lose more seats in 2018.
But Trump says you should have embraced me and Trumpism. You did a Trumpism thing without me.
Well, if the guy would have embraced Trump, he would have won. He wouldn't go all in. Matter of
in
fact,
Virginia?
He wouldn't go all in. He refused to. He would dance around with it, and he'd go back. He'd dance, and when he'd dance around, his numbers would go up, and then he'd go back because somebody in the media would say something. Republicans have to learn something. It's liberal media. You don't give a shit what the liberal media says because they're not controlling the middleist and conservative and independent country. And in case y'all don't know, independents vote conservatives. So it's just a matter of controlling what's going on.
I understand that, but at the same time, you know, when you're a classic Republican, like when I re-registered as a Republican, none of the people in office really represented me, but I knew I had true initial Republican values, not conservatism, but Republican. So he was trying to do both. Part of the problem was the ridiculous Joe, I live in D.C., right? We got their campaign ads here in D.C.
Oh, I heard the campaigns were ridiculous.
It was ridiculous. I'm like, why do we get this? Even after the vote was over, I paid for the time. It's still going to run. I mean, the one attack ad from the Democratic guy, whatever, with the Trump supporter truck going after ethnically diverse kids. And blah, 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 finally got taken down after, the Las Vegas thing. I'm like, That's ridiculous. I don't need to see any of this. This is you guys' problem. Everything was taken out of context on both sides. But the problem that a lot of people don't seem... It's not a problem. But the facts in the matter that a lot of people don't seem to consider is the fact that Virginia went to a... What was it? It wasn't Hillary. But it went to Obama, and we were celebrating that. And the most northern Virginia counties are Democratic because they're around D.C., which won't last for long because D.C. is becoming more and more Republican as they're gentrifying and what have you.
Europe has become, and yes, Europe changing, really, yeah. I love Europe now.
And now, I mean, if, you know, you and I talk about Myrtle, and she was good up until the refugee issue.
She lost her mind and said, let me let a million refugees. I know, I don't, it's
a
like somebody drugged a woman or something. And then she said, you know what, we can't put limitations. I'm like, because you know what, and you don't have to believe me, ladies and gentlemen, you can go back and listen to my shows with Stephanie. I praise Merkel. I love the woman. I thought she's one of the best women politicians since fucking beep.
No, yeah. Damn. No, she was middle ground. It was fine. But then she went all liberal with the refugee crisis because of all this freaking liberal pressure. Like, you guys, if you guys don't understand Trump's travel ban, it's tearing apart families. I'm like, it takes one person, two, three, four, out of all of those refugees. We have people that are second generation Arab and or Muslim that get radicalized. You got Americans, you know, non-Middle Eastern ethnicity that get radicalized. And they kill so many people. So no, I'm sorry, but just like with guns, yeah, I really do enjoy guns. However, systems need to be in place. We have good gun laws, but just like, what was the latest thing? Air Force didn't report his violent history, and if they did, it would have been in place and wouldn't have got a gun. Or the week-long FBI, it takes a week for the FBI to do their investigation, and if they don't do it, then you get your gun. A week? What do you need a gun for? Unless you got a plan to kill folks within a week. Oh, you got a hunting club trip. Screw that.
I need my gun same day. I live in America. This is not communist Russia. I want my gun. There's with especially today with the computer tool. Systems we
guns
got today, there is no need
kill.
For that.
The guns were made so mankind. So the only reason mankind has survived is because of our intelligence. We sacrificed physical strength for our intelligence. Look at our other ape cousins, what have you. We're great apes. We got intelligence, and that led to tool making. You know, Iron Age, Bronze Age, what have you, swords, muskets, now the semi-automatic guns. You don't have to kill some... Technically, under the Constitution, you don't have a right to kill your fellow American citizens in self-defense. That is not actually a right covered in the Constitution. We have subsequent laws to cover you for that, that trickle down to the state level, which equated to stand your ground. But under the very Constitution of our country, no, you don't have that right. So what the frick do you need
a
gun for in a week?
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, you do if you form a militia.
A well-regulated militia. And who is going to regulate
still,
that militia?
I'll regulate that militia.
According to the Constitution, the federal government.
That's
it needs
right.
to be well-regulated. It doesn't even have to be the federal government. It needs to be well-regulated. Because if you, me, and a couple other hosts have a bunch of guns and get together and we do our practice, whatever, we don't even have to do our practice. Just a militia alone, we got guns. We're a militia. We're a group. We got, no. Well-regulated equals regulations. So, no.
I want to go to the gun range with Rachel Maddow.
I do, too, because she likes guns, her liberal
well,
ass
big
self.
Time. Actually,
a lot of people don't know that.
You know, I got the interview coming up, but when I listened to her a couple weeks ago in that interview, she was, she said, I hate to say it, and one of the questions I submitted was, are you really a liberal? You sound more like a conservative than a liberal. With the exception of being a lesbian, which doesn't mean you're a liberal or conservative, by the way. She just doesn't seem to be it. I know on her show she sounds like it.
You can be an intellectual and be on either side.
When she's on her show, she's a hardcore nutcase liberal. But when she's in public doing her shit, she doesn't seem to be. So it might just be how her show's...
But that's the same with Megyn Kelly. We held her up as the herald of conservatism, but once she was like, I'm done with that. I'm done with that gig. This chick is super liberal, and I'm just like, you're a disgrace.
She's a weirdo. What are you looking for?
She just wants fame and money.
fame and money.
We got any comments? I think we're going into later because Christina's not coming on. Are we doing that, Joe?
No, we're going to hang out for a little bit because we might have somebody call in a minute. But
do we need to go to the hour break?
No, we ain't going to our damn breaks. Stinking okay. Damn breaks.
Well, that's why I went to the bathroom, guys. I'm sorry. Right. I went to the bathroom.
Should've got. Let's see. Who is this?
Hi. Are you going to call me a white racist chick?
I can't see the I know you're not looking at the YouTube. Here's a question. So what are y'all saying that women should never come forward? Did we say anything like that? Did I miss something in the conversation? Okay, look, first of all, it's not what we said. All we're saying is if you're gonna wait 40 years, I don't know what you're expecting to achieve other than, you know, you're gonna ruin somebody's career. And then okay, we don't know if you're telling the truth or not. Yeah, go ahead. Because it's 40 years.
So I don't want to have this on record on radio. You're laughing. I really don't, and it's really personal. I absolutely understand when women and men, especially men, don't come forward about sexual assault allegations, especially when they're a person in power. But it would help everyone if you went forward the next day. A lot of us, if you don't get it, us, yes. If you came forward sooner than later, it would help. You should absolutely come forward, but no one in their right mind is going to blame you, especially due to the culture that we're in. It's shame. Yeah. So many people blame you. Like if you're... I have a daughter. Dude, crap. I didn't want to have a daughter for this reason. If you're discovering your sexuality and you don't understand your self-worth outside of other people, this culture emphasizes sex. So then it's just like, yeah, I'm sexy. I'm awesome. Blah, blah, blah. And then someone takes advantage of you. You're going to feel shame. Even if you don't, it's like so many people victim blame. There's so many reasons why you don't want to share it outside of anything else. It's because it was a traumatic experience. I've gone through a lot of traumatic experiences that I still haven't shared with other people. I'm not gonna share unless we're getting married. Like, screw that. Etta Roy Moore, confessor, shared with her husband, her sister and her mother, and then her husband, and then her husband. You see that? But anyway, it's like, no, we're not demanding that you confess to strangers, their doctors, what have you, and police, but still. And, you know, you'll be vilified, especially if they're a person in power. I've had had several employers. Like, if you're on the YouTube now and you see my fatness, I'm happy for my fatness because I used to model. I'm sorry, Joe. You're going to laugh all you want to. You and hubby are going to laugh all you want to.
She's so
small. But when I was smaller, I am self-conscious, and it's not a bad thing. Be conscious of yourself, not a bad thing. But anyway, when I was smaller and I was modeling, 3 out of 5 photographers were like, can I fuck you? Can I do stuff with you? Yay. No. We live in a culture that if as a woman and now to a degree if you're a man, but if you're a woman, your sexual desirability is your worth. And so then you embrace that because we learn how to be human through other people. And then when people in positions of power take advantage of you for it, you feel guilty for just trying to figure out who you are and what you're doing. So no, we don't want to victim blame. We don't want to demand that you come forward. Because a lot of people in New York, I mean, they have a long statute for this kind of stuff. But I'm not going to pretend that I can prove what happened to me, or that people, Me Too campaign, holla, everybody of all sexes and genders, Me Too campaign, just for the record. But anyway, I'm not going to pretend or be able to say that you can prove what happened to you after 3 to 7 days. You can't. So the best thing for you, even though you are literally riddled, just ridiculously confused in the midst of what happened to you, hopefully not blaming yourself, even though our society inclined you to blame yourself, I'm not going to pretend that. But I'm also not going to pretend that there are horrible people like what happened in my college, I was being naughty, and I'm going to pretend they raped me because I don't want to face my own actions. No, it's both sides. It's both sides.
Oh, it's definitely both sides.
Next question.
Sarah Hart writes in from D.C., and she's got actually two things she said.
D.C., baby?
She said, well, if every time I grabbed a guy's ass is sexual harassment, she said, Jesus, I should be serving 10 to 15.
You should. It is.
And she just said, and I bet you Lily's grabbed at least one or two asses in her time. Slide five, girl. I agree with you.
You know what? When it comes to my close friends, I have one close friend, my gay friend and myself, we enjoy harassing her in terms of tickling. If she ever told us to sincerely, like, stop, I don't appreciate it, we would stop. But, no. We tickle. And I grab his butt. He's not interested in women. He's gay, blah, blah, blah. So it's not the same if you have actual consent. But a stranger, like, this is my best friend. These are my two best friends. These are my two best friends that I do this to.
I think she's alluding to, like, in different places, and I've had my ass grabbed more than one time.
Had my butt grabbed. You're from D.C., right? I was getting on the D.C. Metro, and this one dude grabbed my butt. If the doors wasn't closing, I would have punched him. So if you're a stranger, don't touch me. But my best friends, we have an understanding, and I would pray to God they would tell me.
What she's saying is a woman would consider it sexual harassment and might report it. A man would probably not.
That's sexist, and you suck. That's sexist,
right.
And
she's right. Most guys are gonna be like, "Yeah, it's not right." My ass. Did you see that?
It's not right. No, equality is not right. You're violating another human being's
purpose. I agree, but still, in today's case, if
Joe's old, he's by the old standards where women didn't do that. Women nowadays are more, you know, forthcoming, men get raped. Men get raped. Men get sexually assaulted. It's wrong. How about you just not do that to another human being?
Men get drugged and get raped. They were talking about it on the news the other day. It's a rising thing in the United States for some reason.
And that whole thing about how did you get a boner if you didn't get raped? There's a physiological response and there's emotional response. Screw you. Men can get raped. Next question. And I'm a Republican. Screw you. Next question.
Wait, hold on. I'm answering somebody. Hold on. It's it bleeps. Yeah, it bleeps when you call. No, it's who's this? This is David. David, where are you writing in from? David, I can't. Man, David, your typing looks like my handwriting, dude.
Oh, Joe is bad at texting, let alone handwriting. I'm just saying.
Oh, David from Seattle, Washington. Hey, up there in Seattle, is it cold up there yet?
And dreary, ain't it? It's cold and dreary, yeah.
He said, he's like, well, okay. David's basically saying, what happens to these guys after they're proven innocent, but it's already done the damage? So, in other words, in Roy's case, all five, if he wins it and it goes away, but it's too late, he's already lost, what recourse does he have? The only recourse he's got is he could maybe sue the state to try to get it. But he can definitely sue the people who said it.
Yeah.
And that's the real problem here. For these ladies, everything, well, there's five of them, he's got to be guilty. Well, no. Unfortunately, in the court of law, that ain't going to mean anything, especially in front of a judge. A judge is going to be like, can you prove the claim? You see, y'all always assume that it's going to be a jury trial, but he gets to pick the trial. And if he's smart, he'd pick a judge trial because the judge is going to be like, well, prove that he did this to you or he's won this case.
If they can't after like a week.
So, I mean, in the end, you know, and unless these other four women seen it happening to this one, it's not. And then even after 40 years, eyewitness testimony is going to be suspect.
Yeah. Memory is not as reliable as y'all think it is.
It's just, you know, I don't know how it's going to be worked out because somebody gets hurt.
All the women that came out against Ray Moore seem to be 20, 30, 40 years ago. That's what has a problem resonating within me. I'm just like,
yeah, there's nothing in between.
What? 40, 20, 30? What? That's the only reason the people who are Christian are just like, forgive
it. Well, it's not even that. I heard that guy on CNN yesterday, that pedophilia guy, was saying, he said, usually pedophiles will do it all their life. He said,
exactly.
So there should be a stream. Yeah, there should be. He said, but for it to be all at one time like that is just.
We're not disclaiming their claim.
No, we're not.
It's a matter of, you know, this is America, and they're sending until proven guilty. We're not on trial. We're not jury. He's not on trial. It's just.
This comes back to that same thing we talked about at the beginning of the show. You can't tell somebody they can't say something. And, you know,
tell the truth, baby, please.
It's just the time.
She told it earlier.
It's like with Trump. Trump was running for 18 months. So
Trump did a lot of different things. And Trump was affluent and successful beforehand.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
But they wait till president.
Yeah, well, he's been running for 18 months and in 4 weeks. And I wouldn't even have a problem with it. But then it's that Gloria woman. There's no way. I just don't trust this woman.
Yeah. And that's not Steinem. It's the one one.
Oh, I had her name somewhere. I ain't got it in front of me right now because I ain't got that page up. But.
Because that one woman that always represents these high-profile women.
But I know when you went and looked at first off her record. I mean, the people who she brings in lies far more than they tell the truth. But then since there's no real winning cases, she doesn't really have that many cases where she's actually won. She's just been more of a disruption.
She's a social justice warrior, and you can't talk crap about them because blah, 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 blah. I'm like, no, that's not going to fly because you can have innocent people who are accused.
Oh, I seen Chris on cam for a minute.
Everybody, make a donation.
Help our buddy Christina George out. There are several places to make a donation. There's a GoFundMe page on ours. You can go check it out. There's other places besides that. Make a donation. Help her out. She's going to be off her feet for what is it? 4 or 6 weeks, huh? It's going to be a while.
We don't know that. She just got the new doctor today. But yeah, Christina George.
California people,
your
doctors suck, is all I can say.
Look, hold on. Let me say this because that's wifey. Right there, that beautiful woman has been dealing with ridiculous stuff the past technically 3 months, but you had a doctor, the institution that doesn't tell you you have a blood infection for 3 months when you've already been dealing with this other disease, blah, 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 blah.
It turned her gay, too. That was just something else.
Shut up.
I couldn't resist. Remember
this, people. Remember what he did. No.
Hey, look, I have gay friends, so they already know how I feel about it, so I don't have to worry
about
it.
Yeah, you're talking to one.
Very fortunately for Joe, he has lots of friends of lots of different persuasions and colors.
You know what? That's racist, sexist, whatever the sexual orientation term is. You got friends. I have black friends. I have gay friends.
That's how they describe themselves to me.
Who they are. That doesn't mean that because you know what? There was an article that came out.
When I talk about you, somebody else, I don't say my black friend Lily. I say my friend Lily or my co-host Lily.
No, but you say that I got this one African dark friend. Blah blah blah. And she's always talking
about. Oh no, that's
from my high school.
That's dark as damn night. I've seen her talk like that. I'm telling you, girl.
Context.
You could not see her if she was in the jungles of Africa. You would never even see the bitch. You'd be like, what the hell?
I don't have light on me right now.
Unless she opened her eyeballs up, you wouldn't even know she was there.
Oh, look at you! Look at you! But anyway.
It's not like I'm lying. Hey, it's only bad if it's a lie.
That doesn't make it okay. It means no. The problem
I can't
is
help
pointing it out.
Truth. Don't hate on me. It's the truth. It's one of your things, man. It would be like if I was standing in a pile of snow. The only way you know is if I have my eyes open. See, what a green beacon thing.
That you can know now.
I am. Yeah, I'll show you one of my white ass legs. We'll talk about it then.
When I'm in the dark, you can't see me. And I'm not even all that dark. There was this post that my friend posted. He was talking about dark skinned black women and oh, how beautiful they are. And I was just like, all these women look like normal black to me. They got the same kind of shade of black eye dark I have. But when I think about, like, dark skin, because that was the tag, dark skin, I'm thinking of the one that you're talking about, where it's African sun-kissed, straight-up, beautiful, synonymous skin tone. Like, wow.
The skin color, it's like almost like a glow coming off the skin.
Yeah, because it's just so dark, and it almost matches your hair. Like, I normally have a problem with that. Because, like, say there's a tan white woman with golden blonde hair, and it's synonymous. I like contrast. People, not racist. I just like contracts.
But you know, okay, she don't think our thing. You know, she don't think there's no black Americans, right? She's like,
that no was black you.
People. Oh no, that's right. She don't think there's any black Americans.
No, there are black Americans, and then there are
African. No, she don't think that. She said anybody who calls himself black that's from America is full of crap. She said y'all just well tanned. I was like, girl, you can't say that kind of shit. I can say whatever I want.
You know, in proper context, what I said is that all of us are 15% and 20% black, which is totally valid and verifiable. Oh. We're 15% and 20% white. Excuse me. So no, there's black American and there's African.
Dean, I'm a mutt. I'm at least 9 different things, so I can talk whatever the hell
I
want.
You know, that's actually rare, because most white people are like 3 to 5 different things.
And Lily, of course, is the color we're talking about, so she can talk about it, too. So other than that, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Me, I got 2% Native American. You got like, what was it, 26?
Sarah's back. She goes, well, I ain't heard y'all talk about race in weeks. What's up? We're not talking about race. Y'all are talking about race. We're talking about something else.
So much.
But we're talking about something else. There's yeah. Look, guys, y'all getting confused in this conversation now. Anyway, all I can tell you is I don't know how we're going to deal with these weirdness things. If something's happened to you, you need to report it.
Please report it. Babe. If something happens to you, I know it's hard, but please go to the police. They can collect evidence. And if they do it again and then they collect evidence, it can be traced back just like a gun.
And you feel it's falsely reported, file a suit. You know, in case y'all don't know people, you can have people arrested for what these women are doing. These women who had said that he touched them when they were 14, they can actually be arrested for this. Especially if it cost him his election, he can't get in, they can be arrested.
But how do they prove what happened to them? That's my problem. Well, this is not, what is that movie? It's not Total Recall. It's the one with the oracles and predicting crime, what have you. We don't have remote view crime. So, okay, put it to you this way. I'm going to get real personal right quick, which I shouldn't do, but I'm just going to. My mom left me alone with this one dude. He had daughters my age. I was actually in school with one of them. Same age as me, same grade, whatever. He did inappropriate things. Not rape. He did inappropriate things. I told her about it. Didn't look like she believed me. She told me later that she believed me. But I was like, Marvin does not need to be let into our house again. And if I see him again, I will go after him. I will go after him. Now, if somebody gropes you and all that kind of stuff, I got out of it by pretending I was sick, taking a pill when he came up the stairs, blah, blah, blah. So, no, I understand more than most people. I've been through the spectrum of a lot of different things that negatively affect people. Okay? But how am I supposed to prove that, no, Marvin, you know, it sounds similar. Melvin? Anyway, Mr. Melvin, because I had respect for my elders, right? Not for that person. But yeah, groped and stuff. How am I supposed to prove, except on camera, that somebody touched my boobs and humped whatever? So
while we're on that, when you know, there's a lot of different levels here we talk about, ladies and gentlemen. When it comes to groping, what exactly are the laws?
It's sexual assault. That's the law. It's sexual assault. But
yeah, but is it with an intent? That's what's going to make a difference in a court of law.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's what the judge is going to say. You know, he's going to say, is it with intent? Did the guy lean forward, grab your tits, and say, oh, I'm sorry? Or did he just grab you and say, oh, I'm a dude?
You're supposed to be watching me. I'm in my nightgown. Oh, that's
a whole different
push
thing.
Push me that, down, that and then somehow your hands find my boobs.
No.
Or we're in a car. You're sitting next to me, like the Ray Moore case. We're in a car. You're supposed to be taking me home. You drive to the dumpster area, to the back of the restaurant, and you start groping my boobs like that one woman that was crying on TV with that great hair. But anyway, how do you prove any of that? Like, the law can say intent, but how do you prove it? Because at the end of the day, blah, 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 blah. How do you prove it? You can't prove it. You don't have the DNA test because you didn't get raped, what have you, and then go to, you know, didn't go to the police. So it's really hard to prove these cases. But that doesn't mean it didn't happen. And that doesn't mean it did, because people lie about it all the time to cover over their naughty behavior.
It was Gloria Allred.
Allred? There we go. Yes, that is the name. That attorney that goes after these kind of high profile.
That's Gregory says, and he said Minority Report was the movie we were just talking about. But
there we go. Thank you. Who is that?
That's Greg. Give him a shout out, please. People. It's Greg's Voice of the People, guys.
Wait, Greg, my Greg?
Gregory Miller, Mr. Miller.
Love you so much, Greg. You're so awesome. I saw you online. Uh-huh. Thank you for contributing. You're so awesome. You're so sweet.
He's just hanging in there.
To Christina's viewers. Yeah, you get more news on the Flip Side Monday edition because I think y'all should know what's going on. We mentioned it, but pray for your girl Christina. Contribute to her medical bills. It's ridiculous what's going on to her. I can definitely give you numbers if Joe. Can I give them my email address? Because a lot of us are trying to call into Mercy San Juan Hospital, where she's at right now. A bunch of BS that's going on with her. Please take my email, because screw them. They're not treating wifey properly. But yeah, I mean, we're awesome too, and that's wifey. We don't have dislike views. It's just a different topic. You should just stay tuned. And she will be back as soon as all of us can get together.
That's right. And she's off tonight. We talked earlier. She's off tonight. So I told her to take off as much time as she needs to get herself healthy.
Mercy's in one hospital.
Yeah, we got lots of hosts that can fill in. Oh, this one. I love this one. Hold on. Where's this one at? Since we're on the sexual assault thing. Okay, woman says, George H. Bush groped her when she was 16. Yeah. I was a child. The alleged incident happened in 2003, and she was photographed standing next to... You know, okay, ladies and gentlemen, I got a problem with this. And I'm not saying the girl's lying because I really don't know, but this is about the fifth person that says she was getting a photo taken when she got groped. So no one's actually got a photo of somebody getting groped, because you know they go...
Unlike Taylor Swift.
You know they take like 40 pictures.
Rapid shot is what they're called.
Yeah, so I'm thinking.
At the same time, Joe, as much as we love conspiracy theories and understand all those kind of people, the political dynasties, the Bushes, the Clinton, whatever, can do whatever they want. Behind the scenes, this chick said on camera, I don't want to doubt her, but it's a matter of fact that, what are you saying? Memory is very infallible. There are plenty of studies to show that your raw memory is very fallible. So on camera, and they're rapid shotting. Back then, they still had 2003 had rapid shot.
Yeah. Oh, they were definitely doing it because they always go to take the best picture. That's how. I still do it myself. Everybody does who's out there because you're moving and you're panning. You click, click, click. You're just holding a button and letting it go. And
Taylor Swift. You could see that she just settled the case. I'm going to see you for a dollar because I'm making a point. But you can see his hand. I was just like, where the frick is his hand going? Like,
right up her crotch.
Mm-hmm, right up her butt, right? And that's what she said. And she won for a reason. This woman, he's ailing. That's not the point for me, that he's old and sick and what have you. It's a matter of you said this happened.
Well, 2003, in front of cameras? That was 15 years ago. Yeah, and that's other thing.
2003 was 15 years ago. Oh my God.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I mean, he would have been in his 80s. But every woman that said he's groped her on the ass has said the same thing. It was during a picture taking ceremony. And in one case, she said
he didn't always have rapid chair.
And since he's been these are all happened since he's been in a wheelchair. That's all.
There you go. What? So, why?
I don't know. Maybe he's maybe he's crotch height to his face, so he's grabbing him by the ass. I don't know. He's in a wheelchair.
His face is at your butt.
I told this to my wife just today, and I told her the other day. I said, you know, if I'm 94, I'm be grabbing my ass as I can. Ooh, I got arthritis. I can't get it.
I'm gonna try, baby.
Yeah, I'm just telling y'all ahead of time. Y'all better run.
The one thing I can say about that is that my mother is in a wheelchair, and when she tries to hug me, unless I lean down, she's at my waist.
And maybe this is true. And maybe it's not. I don't know. I mean,
he could be taking advantage of his situation, plenty of people do.
he's pretty goofy in his last 10 years. So I don't think that's what it is, but
yeah, I'm point, sorry, y'all. He gets the benefit of the doubt on that. The question
this is what are you trying to achieve here? I mean, why? I'm not sure.
Disgrace the Bush dynasty.
But liberals are on the Bushes right now. The liberals love Bushes. Yeah, Trump's so much worse.
Geez, buddy, that's what's going on with the liberals. They love him because they attack Trump.
The Obamas are cool with the young Bushes, the W Bushes, because it's like, oh my God, bro, thank you for all the advice. Cool. Trump is horrible, blah, blah, blah. And you know Trump is horrible. Yeah. They attacked your family. They went after my beloved Jeb.
Your family. You know that there's not love and harmony inside the Obama camp.
Obama Bush camp? Yeah, they're good. We know this. This is documented.
I'm talking about Obama. Mom and Daddy ain't getting along.
That's documented a few
times. Oh no, it's been documented. And then on top of that, one of her friends did a piece for the New Yorker, and it was. She said she basically was calling her old man an idiot. She said he was way in over his head.
Well, we know that. What? She's smart and horrible, so we know that. We know Michael was probably smarter than Obama.
We talked about this early on when they, because you know, there was all those rumors that they were getting divorced before the election.
They were. And She admitted to that. She said, "I almost divorced his butt when he was talking about running for president." Let alone when he actually got there.
They had actually filed papers. They were on their way to divorce.
You can file actually, and then retract. I mean,
and they did, and they did. And when he ran for president, they took it back. And then you could tell at first they weren't all like, "Wait, it didn't look like about into his first
and
year."
And I don't blame her at all. I don't blame her at all because it's like we got daughters. You know what you're subjecting them to? These are young. These aren't the Bush daughters. These are young folks. So I don't blame her at all. I don't find that a scandal. I find that realness. Like, no, my daughters, mine. Screw you. You do your own ambitions. Well, we didn't sign up for this.
The other one's in college now, right?
Yeah, after all the negative, what is this ape? What is this monkey doing in college? You probably got there just on the merits of your daddy. There was a bunch of super racist stuff going towards Malia.
And then there was And then there was all those twerking pictures and marijuana smoking pictures.
She can do whatever that's so normal. Why?
I wasn't hating on her. That's what I said. Wait. Somebody said, "Well, look how disgusting she's been." I said, "Wait a minute. You're telling me this 19-year-old girl is out at a concert twerking at your college? Disgusting. Get the hell out of here."
The Bush daughters were sneaking out and doing much horrible things. Meanwhile, this is a country that celebrates freaking sex tape Kim Kardashian, but because she's the president's daughter, she can't have a normal life and experiment and do what she wants. Meanwhile, I just had a conversation about when you're discovering your sexuality and understand that in this country, it has a lot to do with how hot are you, blah, blah, blah. You're going to twerk a little bit? You're stupid. You're young. Whatever. You're going to twerking? Weed is highly acceptable. You're going to especially after your daughter, your father, you're weed and cocaine. Whatever. You're going to experiment like that. You didn't do heroin. She's not an opioid addict.
Somebody was screaming, "Oh, it's illegal where she was." No, she was in D.C. It's legal in D.C.
Medicinally, which she could have after the trauma. You know, weed is highly long time been determined as there's an active antidepressant in weed, which makes you laugh. She could have easily had her medical marijuana license. Screw y'all. She's fine.
She probably did get it. She said, "You see who my daddy is? You better give me some pot."
Whatever. Even the way she could have had it because of who her daddy is.
That's like, what I'm saying.
What I'm dealing with? You know what I'm dealing with? Ain't nobody else dealing with that. So no, she's fine. Even if it wasn't, it's just the fact that weed is Schedule 1 is actually due to a ridiculous treaty based on the fact that marijuana can treat opium addiction. Back in the 50s came down during Nixon. It's a complete BS. It shouldn't be Schedule 1. And we all know this because over 100 million Americans have confessed to in taking marijuana. It's BS. I don't care. You twerk a little bit at a music festival. You twerk at a music festival. It's stupid. It's stupid.
I agree. They're going to, I don't know what they're going to do about it. The problem is one of the main reasons it stays a Schedule 1 drug is because that's people's best way of smuggling cocaine into the country. They cut out the center, pack it in, and ship
it
in.
Let alone Wilhelm Hearst.
Well, if they change the schedule on it to like a 3 or a 2, then they wouldn't necessarily always get to search for it. It's because it's a high on the list that when a dog is alerted to pot or something like that, because a lot of times they would let it slide if it was on a lower ranking. They were talking about that the other day, so they don't want to drop it. And then we got another problem here. You know, there's been people in Colorado and Florida, I mean Colorado and California and Arizona go to jail now, or not Arizona, New Mexico, I think it was, go to jail now for smoking marijuana on federal land. In case y'all didn't notice, ladies and gentlemen, I don't care what state you live in.
If it's medicinal, it needs to be in your own home, not in public, around children.
So y'all understand this, ladies and gentlemen. Marijuana may be legal in Denver, Colorado.
Medicinal.
Only.
And recreational.
No. It's just recreational, but it doesn't matter.
That's
on federal land, it is still a Schedule I drug.
Exactly. Yes.
So if you're on, like, in Yellowstone smoking or one of the parks smoking and a ranger comes up, you're going to jail.
You're dumb. You're dumb.
And if you got a lot on you, you're going to jail for a while.
You can't
smoke on federal land, guys. And remember this. Some highways cross, especially in New Mexico and Arizona and Colorado and Nevada, federal-owned highways because they're running through military facilities. And if you get stopped with it, you're going to jail.
Yeah.
You got to just learn your way around. I mean, look, I'm not telling you don't own smoke. I'm just, you know. And if you're driving through Texas, do the speed limit because you're going to get stopped if you're out of state.
No.
Because they know you're going to have marijuana on you.
Ugh.
There's 3 whole counties up there now that all the billboards say, if you're stopped for marijuana, call us. If you're stopped, there's no, they don't say anything else but that. So obviously, if you've got out of state,
lying.
They're stopping you. Just one of them
not
things.
Not lying, I've seen
just
it.
Just warning people. I don't know how this is going to all work out. I know they said the next 11 states to have marijuana. I forgot who they were now, but they're going to probably be liberal states. I don't know. There's 21 states that have marijuana right now, so it can't. There's only like 19 liberal states, so it can't be all of them. But
Arizona for one, yeah.
The Bible Belt and the Heartland just aren't big in the pot, and so it's going to be hard to get them to convert. And then there's the other thing. Sessions has been talking about this, and I warned everybody this.
Sessions is the worst.
I said, if the Democrats don't make this a law and get this passed through Congress, this is the way it stands right now, ladies and gentlemen. If Sessions wanted to, every state that has legalized marijuana, he can go in and arrest the governor, the assistant governor, all the police chiefs, anybody that allows marijuana in their town can be arrested. Because
luckily,
it is illegal in the United States. It's a federal, I don't know, he's been talking about it. It's illegal, and everybody forgets that. Yeah, you know, Nevada might have made it legal, but Nevada's still part of the United States and has to adhere to federal
law. Well, that's a discussion about federal supremacy, which is actually valid in terms of
federal law. Always supersedes.
Yeah, that's the federal supremacy clause, which has indicated marble cake. Please look up marble cake federalism, which means, you know, the supremacy clause of federal law. However, when Republicans like to say 1860, states' rights, they're actually indicating that the states can decide all of these different things. But in terms of medical marijuana itself, you can do whatever you want within the state's laws. But once you go outside of that, once you're doing something wrong, that's when you get investigated. That's when ATF is coming after you. If you get raided, you're doing something wrong, even on the state level. Otherwise, you tend to be left alone. I got a friend in jail right now that was a grower because they had a little too much on them. So, yeah, if you're doing something wrong on the state level, the feds are going to be like, bye.
Carol says she lives in Denver, and they're still raiding growers on a regular basis there.
They have to raid. They have to make sure you're doing right. And you know what? If there's a surplus, especially in the states that are illegal, it's like the word legal. But they have the right to do that because federal supremacy clause. The federal laws have supremacy over state laws because, according to Lincoln, a lot of people like to say, oh, slavery was the main reason for the Civil War. Yeah, that was a strong motivation, but Lincoln was also racist. We can quote that up and down. We've done it before.
So
it's
y'all know about people.
The unification of the Union.
The Civil War had never had anything to do with slaves. That was added 2 years into the fact.
Added. You know, it was added. It was like one of the pushing motivations.
It was added because the North was getting its ass kicked.
Yeah.
It went until the South started running out of materials.
You have so many liberals that want to argue, like, anybody that says that the Civil War wasn't about slavery is blah, blah, blah. I'm like, honey, have you seen any of the real quotes from Abraham Lincoln? Let me show you. I do not pretend to advocate for the soul of the Negro. I don't believe that they should hold state office. I don't believe that they're equal and blah, blah. Lincoln! Yeah. Abraham Lincoln! So screw you! It wasn't about slaves. It wasn't about blacks, which is why a lot of blacks are actually valid in terms of protesting the national anthem, because when blacks were searching for a way for freedom, they sided with the British. It's like, you're going to give me freedom? Cool. Screw these people. I'm being killed
and bred and blah, blah, blah. Traitor.
It does make you a traitor to the United States. It absolutely does. But you know what? How are you going to be a traitor when you're not even a person?
I agree with that, but still, it still makes you a traitor. because back then, Lily's absolutely 100% correct. Blacks weren't considered human. Subspecies is what they were considered.
Yeah.
And the sad part is, it's still a fight in some places in the world. So, and this is 2017, and we're having this discussion.
Africans are the only true Homo sapiens. People that left the continent of Africa have been mixed with Denisovans, Florensis, Copernicus, whatever. All the different versions of Homo. You know that Africans are the only true-blooded Homo sapiens? Like, Neanderthal,
Glenn
too?
Glenn
like,
said he what? Didn't come from no damn Homo.
I'm not Homo sapien. I am not pure Homo sapien. I got 70.
This conversation is going.
Probably got Neanderthal. Oh, but how are you going to say, what? They're not even human. They're more human than you because you're a mutant, because you went somewhere else and adapted to it. Technically, you're a mutant. Beautiful. I love it.
Aliens, mutant, probably.
Oh, if you're Catalonia. Catalonia, what is that? That's that Spanish province. That's truly fighting for their independence. And that's the one place where the Rh negative subspecies is a high concentration. The one place in the world, Catonia.
They told them they can't,
they're trying hard.
They're like, Spain's like, look, we will kill all of you. Just shut up and pay your taxes.
I can't lose you, boo-boo. You better stay.
They're not going anywhere.
And Spain is super racist. If you've ever been there as a black person, they're super racist. They love the blonde-haired, blue-eyed, which you get a lot of in Catania. So, whatever. You ain't leaving. You ain't leaving, boo. Mm-mm. So, it's just whatever. Stuff is ridiculous all over the globe.
Sorry, I got confused reading something. You know, in Italy, it's the same families. It's just two different colors. Yeah, if the Mediterranean is much darker than the northern parts of Italy, they're way whiter.
Duh.
They just are. But
duh.
The families, it can still be the same family. It just has more to do with where they were living. And, of course, if they were interbreeding with Mediterranean or from Middle Easterners, it could have made them darker as well. It's true,
just like you have northern Japanese people who are actually part Korean and then southern based on the Inquisition, but the influx of Chinese, blah, 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 whatever. What are you talking about? Whatever. What are you talking about?
Racist but me, because if you're not part of the melting pot, you're a racist pig. That's just how it is. And that's a true statement, because if you're not part of the melting pot, that means you're holding out, you're racist pig.
And probably inbred.
Probably inbred on some level, too. That's why when you tie your shoes together, you tie one bow out of two shoes. I know, it's confusing.
I mean, even the sons of Noah, for the dear Christians out there, they went out and they interbred with the species, the other people. What the fuck are you talking about, other people? Other people?
Glenn, Stan Robinac. Save that for another show, Glenn. We'll talk about Stan Robinac on another show. It would fit into this show. I understand why you sent it in. But it's still ufology. Yeah, I did hear that.
A lot of the human history is apology, but whatever.
Well, no, they were talking about Stan Romanek got indicted for child porn. So y'all can check that if y'all want to look at that. I don't know the guy, so I can't really comment. I've met him twice. I've interviewed him twice. I couldn't tell you any more.
That's valid for the show since we were talking about that. But I'm sure we would have to also talk about his views.
Yeah, we'd have to really put it on to something else. I know we're gonna get out in a few minutes, guys. But remember, if you know, just talk to your friends, do what you can, help any ways you can.
Do your own freaking research.
As far as these things, you know, what are we gonna do about people? And I forgot about that, Denise. I did see when you typed it. Now you got.
We're not gonna talk about Duterte and Trump, but whatever.
No, we ain't gonna have time for which we dim to. Anyway,
ooh, baby.
You know what? I got to tell you. I said this tonight. I'm going to say it again tonight. I think Trump thinks he's Asian. He had a good European trip when he went over, and you can tell because so many countries have converted to conservatives since he went. Sure. But he's over there in Asia, and they love him. Putin loves him. Ping loves him.
Everybody loves him.
Even Duterte's over there kissing his white ass.
Because his views are in line.
Yeah, because they're all dictator son of a bitches. That's why they're evil.
Oh yeah, we didn't even get into Trump declaring the opioid crisis as a medical national emergency rather than a epidemic.
So many lawsuits over, and I'm joining the lawsuits because this is another one of these things in the United States. This is typical liberal way liberals think. Oh, we got a problem, so we're going to punish everyone. No, you idiots.
You can say that. You know, that argument has been put forward, but I got to say, okay, so when crack was such a super big thing, didn't matter because y'all passed it out to the back. That's come out in the CIA papers, the declassified stuff came out, the government passed it out to the black community. But anyway, when it was black folks with crack and cocaine...
And the black community passed it out to the white community. What's that got to do with the entire...
No, the white community mainly had cocaine, which is why the drug sentencing...
I know a lot of white crackheads. I met a lot of white crackheads.
I do too, but the majority... Okay, say it's the 80s and we've got movie CEOs, whatever, movie producers, cocaine. But everyday street-level black folks, crack. So there's a racial discrepancy in terms of how we're handling drug crises. We're not like Sweden. We're not like a lot of Nordic countries.
That makes my point even better. Because one thing the liberals always bitch about is poor old black people can't get down to get their ID to go vote because they don't have a car, they don't have a way to get there, they don't have the money. Okay, now under the new law, that same person's got to go every 90 days and pick up a script. I mean, every 30 days and pick up a script and every 90 days. And
get that's priorities, baby. I don't use my ID. I don't got to get my ID to get my opioids.
But that's what I'm saying.
They're
saying that it's okay. So you can't have both arguments. If it's okay for the same person to have to go every month and pick up a script every 90 days.
You can, because it's not about an argument. It's a fact of the matter of their mindset in terms of what is my priority. I need a government-issued ID, screw that, versus getting my drugs where this dealer is not government-verified so I can just get them. It's a matter of the people. Just like guns, it's a matter of the people.
Get to the DMV. That's all it comes down to.
Yeah, you can, but your priorities are messed up because you're sick. And I understand you're sick, but I don't care because you chose to put those freaking drugs in your body. And I'm not talking about the opioids. I'm not talking about the opioids. I'm talking about the illegal drugs like crack. You chose to put those in your body. You didn't have to smoke crack. You didn't have to snort cocaine. Opioids, so many people, you were in a car accident and your back was broken. So you got prescribed way too many opioid medicine. And then they cut you off. And so you're like, guess what's the same? The same thing that was created by the government, aka heroin, created by the government to help their soldiers as a replacement for morphine. They created heroin. Our United States government created heroin just like they created the
Nazis. It was a Turkish government, so that's okay.
That was us. We embraced it. It was us. We were like, okay, here's an alternative. So then
the Middle Eastern had all these drugs long before America knew
what they were. Well, I mean, but that's opioids in general, opium, blah, blah, blah. That's different. That's different. The concentration and the administration, no, that's different. That's us. So we're going to give you this, and we think it's a godsend, aka heroin, not a hero, but a heroin. So to fight your morphine addiction after World War One or World War Two. I don't remember which one. But yeah. So then we get you addicted to the opioids because in our medical educational system, we've got all these drugs to fight pain. You know, that's the last thing. People don't need to feel pain. Prescribe it to them. And then we cut them off and we tell them, and we're like, no, you can't get it anymore. So guess what else is out there? Freaking heroin. So we've created this problem. But we didn't create this problem.
Turkish
government created heroin.
No, that's not what I'm saying. Hardcore. No. You can't blame your addiction on a government. You can't do that. You did it. The government didn't say, let me tell you to take this. You did that.
Joe, you've been military. When you have severe pain, say you got a back problem like I have right now. And I need it, but I'm so scared to death to take opioids. You got a back problem. And they prescribed you opioids. And you're in serious pain like me. You can't walk too far, blah, 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 blah. And then they cut you off. What you gonna do?
They put me on them and take me off all the damn time, so it doesn't even faze me. But it's the problem here is,
it don't work that way.
Yeah, but the problem here is you can't punish the people who have to be on them because of the ones who are addicted.
Let's be honest, it's easy.
The person with the arthritis, or the person with the pain, the person that you can see on the X-rays in pain. Let's you understand this, ladies and gentlemen.
But those 80%
of everybody who's on opioids,
people with arthritis could also be in pain, but still be addicted. I know people. I love people.
It doesn't matter. They're going to be on for life.
But that doesn't mean they're not addicted. Like, say take a popular source.
They're addicted. It doesn't matter if they're addicted or not. That's part of the treatment.
That's the problem.
But they gotta have it. It doesn't matter what happens here. The people who have to have them are still gonna get them. The only difference is because of the drug addicts, they've made it way harder for the people who needed to get them.
Yes.
That's wrong. You can't punish the people who are in pain because of a
drug. But how do you differentiate
addict.
On?
It's easy.
X-rays
differentiate quite fine. Chronic pain is chronic pain. When you're in chronic pain, there's plenty of X-rays that show you're in chronic pain. So why who someone who's already been through all the rigmarole, who the doctor said, yeah, you're going to be on pain pills the rest of your life, why does this person have to go every 30 days to pick up a script, every 90 days for an exam? The doctor already knows.
Because that same person, if they're on pain pills for the rest of their life, you don't know that for sure. They'll go back to work. So they can sell those pain pills for three or four times the profit.
This should be worth talking about.
It's a bad situation.
Retire.
It's a bad situation, but you can sell those pain pills.
Yeah, but that's
and
not
still deal with it. If you're not addicted.
Yeah, but that's not the thing. If you're in real pain, you're not selling.
But legislators have to. I could go get any prescription right now that I'm on filled weeks before it's actually due, and I can continuously do that for as long as I'm prescribed.
Can't do that with pain pills.
If you're chronic pain, you'll be on it for the rest of your life,
you can continue to do that. They won't let you do it. The way it works right now, if you're on prescription for life, if you get it on the 17th, you fill on the 17th, the month of the 17th, the next month, you can fill it. Before, you cannot. You can't get more than 30 days in advance.
I'm going to sit in this chair, and I'm not going to have to walk because walking causes me pain. All y'all people are going to come to me and buy my pills, and I'm going to make hundreds of dollars.
You can't.
I'm not working. I'm disabled.
And a lot of people do it.
That's why. That's for the regulations.
I understand. Even if you take all of them and all the abusers, it's still only 15% of these 16 million people to be on.
Which is why I support, like in Florida, where they drug test everybody on welfare. Are you on drugs? Then you don't get welfare. And liberals were like, it cost $1.7 million, but they only saved $1.2. I'm like, dude, if those people know that they're going to get tested, if they know that they can't get the welfare, if they're on that every 2 years, whatever, it still saves you money. I understand, and I agree. It's just a matter of fact that in terms of the opioid thing, Trump isn't right. At the end of the day, it's hard to...
Trump, this is Obama. But all that's going on now is from Loretta Lynch. It has nothing to do with the Trump administration.
It's been going on long before. It just got to the point.
No, this is when the plan that's in action is Obama's plan. It's not Sessions. It's not Trump's. It's Obama's.
Oh, God forbid, compassion. But it's the matter of fact. Dude, my mom is on permanent pain pills.
You can't treat everybody in the country as a drug dealer.
My mom has bullet fragments within her brain that causes permanent pain and paralysis.
So it's okay to treat her as a drug addict then?
Well, she was a drug addict before then. What do you want? You can't. How do you differentiate? Because she has valid pain now, but beforehand, she was an addict. And she would abuse it and sell it. What do you want, Joe? What do you want out of legislators?
Let's look at it from a different point of view.
330 million Americans. What do you expect them to be able to do?
Back
to the States.
You got 86 million Americans on painkillers. You've got about 16 million addicted to something, and not all of it. And see, that's another misnomer. It's because they were on pain pills, and then they got hooked on opioids. No, that's not true. A lot of them were on downers. A lot of them were on Xanax or Zambor, and then got hooked on the opioids.
The
point. Well, that's what I'm saying. We're blaming everything on one. This is more of America's. We're going to blame.
There's also a problem with AP, the American Psychological Psychiatrics Association, grouping spectrums, blah, blah, blah. Oh, there's so many different problems with the synthetic medical industry.
I'll take these wages right now, ladies and gentlemen. You watch and see what happens. If they pass this bill, people like me, people that are on chronic medicine, are going to sue the federal government because they're treating them as a drug addict. And since they're not a drug addict, they're going to win. And the Supreme Court has already warned about this. Sotomayor and the new justice both said the same thing. You cannot treat people with chronic pain as drug addicts because they may have to be on it. And if you do, I'm getting a doctor fired at Ashina because I went in for a bad tooth and the first thing come out of his mouth, well, you must be on heroin. Really? What the fuck do I look like I'm on heroin? Look at me. Same thing happened to Christina.
Christina, they wanted to search her belongings to find other kind of drugs because she was in pain because she has a chronic disease and all this other kind of stuff that happened, including, you know, I don't want to spread her business. But yeah, they're treating everybody like drug addicts. I'm like, I get it, but no.
No, you can't. You can't. That's something America. This is something liberals have always done. They can't help themselves.
Yes.
Anytime there's a problem, everybody's got to pay for it.
Yes, everybody exactly.
This taking their argument and this and reason I brought this up earlier, once you start telling everybody they have to be there every 30 days, and you've lost your argument on voter IDs because your only argument right now is elderly people can't go to get their IDs.
But if elderly I'm going to spend most of my life following your regulations rather than living my life. What little life I have left. Yeah. Screw you.
So you know, and Janine, what do you mean? Yeah, no, we need voter IDs. After what we learned about California, we need voter ID.
They shut down. I had a Social Security office that I could have got my ID from, blah, 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 DMV, whatever the office was. I could have gotten my ID literally 4 blocks up the street, literally a 5-minute ride. They shut it down. Now my butt has to go to M Street, which is 30 minutes away, has no parking over in Georgetown, just to stay there for 2 hours to get my freaking ID. If I was old, I would have all the time in the world. But guess what? I'm hurting. I got all this stuff going on. Screw y'all.
Take a pain pill.
Take
a pain pill. Okay. And you can't get away from the ID thing because all 50 states, it is illegal to be in public without identification. State identification.
Because you need your papers. Not to Germany. You need to pay.
No, because people can't be trusted, and a lot of them are crooks and no good, and you can't be trusted to do the right thing.
We have to be punished for the criminals. I got to think about something else.
We got to be punished for the criminals. It's just like everything else in this country. We're constantly being punished because somebody did something wrong. It's not right to say everybody in the country. It's like gun laws. Let's be honest about this. Let's look at gun laws. Okay. Yeah. Okay. 320 million Americans, 600 million guns. And we need gun laws. Yeah, we need less guns is what we need. But regardless, the amount of people who go on a rampage killing people versus the amount of guns is minuscule.
Yeah. I mean,
you're talking like 0.01%, so you can't even use it as an argument.
That's less than the financial argument for the top 0.1%. Come on.
Top 3% now. Under Obama made it 3%. But
there you go. But
I think Trump's going to make it 5%. So it's anyway, the 1% is growing is all I can say to that. But you know, every time I hear somebody talk to me about guns and killing things, two things pop into my head immediately, and I hit them with both of them, and it usually shuts them right up. I said, let me see. You want us to get rid of guns because people are killing people with guns. I said, you know how many people were killed by cars last year? Three times as many people killed by cars as guns. And on top of that, the car is polluting the planet, and it's creating carbon and heating.
Joe just said something that sounds like global climate change, blah, blah, blah. Oh, my God.
So here you go. So it's killing people in two different ways, but we don't even talk about getting rid of our cars. Oh, hell no. We won't even mention. We'll talk about guns all day long, but we won't even talk about
guns. You got to admit that even when we talk about global climate change and Joe says whatever he says, the car thing, that's consistent. Consistency. Yeah.
Here you go. You got both in right off the bat. And then the next thing is abortions. Abortions kill far more people than guns do.
Well, especially in the black community. Yep.
Last year, here you go, ladies and gentlemen. Last year, I think it was 36,000 people killed by cars, about 8,000 killed by guns and other means. 126,000 babies killed last year. 126,000.
Innocent lives had nothing to do with their procreation.
That is far more than anything else we do in this country that kills people, including diseases. But we'll talk about cancer.
Not combined, but individually, but still, that's valid.
It's a tough one. But it's like, I love these things, these commercials here. And someone dies every 26 seconds from this disease, and you start adding in your head, really? Oh, shit, I got a third of the planet that died today. What the hell's going on? And then you start adding all these other ones up that say the same things, and you're thinking, oh, my God, well, everybody's dead. We're just walking dead and too stupid to know it. We need to become a semi-honest society again. We don't have to be completely honest because it's hard on us. But right now, it's whatever bullshit wants to be said. You can hurt anybody you want. I have watched the media destroying people's lives left and right and not even been slapped down for it once. Yeah. And at least there have been some big names recently that have come out and said, like Wallace said, maybe the media is out of control and maybe they are being biased to Trump, even though he said Trump
is... for a long time.
It's time to change all of it, people.
How about we get back to the third wave of journalism where you didn't cite your opinion? You didn't have commentators that came and offered their own opinion. You just reported the news how it was. And that was a time before 24-hour news. If y'all didn't know, that was part of our sincere downfall. 24-hour news. It's 3 a.m. in America. And I'm a 24-hour
news, 7 days a week on, 50 channels now? Oh, yeah. There ain't that much news in the world. That's why we got to hear it 500 million times. That's why everything's sensationalized. And anytime they can do anything on race or anything along those lines, they want to jump on it.
Oh, and you have companies like the Sinclair Company. If you see that, like I just saw it 2 days ago, in your local news stations, taking over conglomerate, concise, mandatory stories, blah, blah, blah. There are a lot of things that it just shouldn't be that way. But we've allowed it to be that way.
We need the people got to take it back. And look, liberals and conservatives, you stupid son of a bitches can't get along. The rest of us can. Everybody in the middle or slightly towards the middle, left or right,
AKA
we get along.
Most of America.
Yeah, most of America, about 65, 68% of us. The rest of y'all just can't stop with the bickering bullshit. We've got to go far left, far right. Look, let's try some middleism for a while. Okay, let's stop all this far to one side. You see, liberals, let's be honest, 8 years of Obama didn't work. Look at the world. Look what happened. Everybody went back conservatives. Yeah. And now we're totally conservative again, so it's probably not going to work either. We need to find common ground.
Hey, Joe, I need to take another break.
We got to go. No, we got to go. We got to get out of here. We're way past late. We're going to get, because Lily got to go check on the baby anyway. I got to get my butt moving because I got a couple things I got to do since I'm going to get off a little early tonight. But guys and girls, remember, put your 5 cents in. Get involved. Don't
talk to us.
Yes, I know. I didn't ask all them damn questions. I see that smart ass comment from way over here. You know what I'm going to start doing? I'm going to start just putting a camera up there and letting y'all's little comments get seen. Yeah,
That'd be
I bet
good.
Y'all quit when
totally
that shit did. Yeah, Lily will love it. She'll be jumping out of ass.
Like, oh, it is.
And it gets confusing when I have like 5 feeds of them because they start, they blink and everyone. And then the computer, y'all, picks its own comments. Now, one will just pop up on the screen and open up. It's crazy. But anyway, we're going to get out of here. I want to thank everyone again for tuning in to News on the Flip Side with Lily White and Joe Montaldo. 2-hour special tonight. Everybody remember, Christina George is in the hospital. Send her all y'all special things.
And your money.
Send her some money. Send her a gray. Send her a ghost. That might pep her up some.
Oh,
that's what I say. Send her a pet alligator. I guarantee she'll get out the hospital in. Anyway, we got to go. Thank you everyone for tuning in. Hope y'all enjoyed the show. Coming up in just a little bit, Spaced Out Radio with Dave Scott. Again, thanks for tuning in to United Public Radio and News on the Flip Side. Good night, everybody. Mm-hmm.